Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. CXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Savage or sensible?
Can you imagine almost losing your life in a horrific car accident on your way to work?
Yeah.
Then you make it out alive. Your car is completely wrecked. Fire department's on scene, police officers.
It's drama.
Cop looks at you and says, it's a miracle you're alive right now. Then you send a picture of the mangled car to your boss, and he says, glad you're okay. What time do you plan on being here today? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
You good, bro?
Today's Savage or Sensible is all about this jackass of a boss telling you to come into work after you almost died. Now, I'm going savage on this one.
Yeah.
Because you can tell right away which companies and managers have your best interest at heart. When something tragic, like almost losing your life on your way to work, takes place, a good boss is typically going to say, listen, you're in shock. Just take the day. Let us know if you need anything.
Right.
You know, those are good companies.
Unfortunately, those bosses are few and far between.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We're lucky enough to have people here that really care about us. We have a lot of good management.
I'm not going to say we don't have good management, but
this company takes care of us.
I was just sick, and our boss was like, FB, period, like, pissed I wasn't at work when I was literally unconscious on a sauna floor.
Well, I think he was most upset.
I was literally, like, tongue out to the side, like.
I think he was most upset about you leaving me hanging last Monday to do the show alone. I think that's what he was most upset about.
I was unconscious.
Not me giving up my entire movie career to come home and then you not showing up.
Not me being like one foot in the grave.
So are you doing savage or sensible on this one today? Tell us why.
Listen, I'm going savage for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Because this all stems from something I saw online. This car was unrecognizable as a vehicle. But at the same time, I'm trying to play devil's advocate because it's so important. If this guy sends a photo to his boss, and this is the fourth photo he's sent in 3 months, I'm in an accident, I got in a fender bender, excuse after excuse after excuse, I can kind of see where they're coming from a little bit. If this guy has a history,
we don't know. Oh, well, you saw the car. It was probably a woman driving.
Not you getting canceled. You're done. You're absolutely done.
All right, listen, let's get serious for a second. All right? No more joking around here. Okay, this is no time for horseplay.
Okay.
Now, let's say you get in this car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss responded the way that this boss did.
Yeah.
You send a picture, the car's completely mangled.
Sure.
You take a photo, and the guy says, great, glad you're okay. What time do you plan on being here today?
Yeah.
How would you personally handle that? What's your response back to your manager?
I would say, as soon as I'm released from the hospital, like, what? Do you want me coming in with a sling and a neck brace?
You've done that before.
I have done
that
before.
You've done it for attention.
No, I have.
Well, you threw on a neck brace even though you didn't need it.
Yeah. Well, my neck was sore.
Yeah, I can't believe you went out of your way to get a neck brace. No one even gave it to you. You went to CVS to get a neck brace on your
own. I did.
And you what? You were serving at the time? You had a restaurant?
Yeah.
And your boss was like, just take the day.
I was like, I can come in, but like neck brace and all. Package deal. They're like, it's honestly going to ruin the aesthetic of the restaurant, so we would prefer if you didn't come in. I'm like, yeah!
Can you imagine Breezy walking around a restaurant
with a tray on my shoulder and a neck brace? I can't even turn. I'm like, did you get the pasta salad? Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one for sure.
All right, Savage or Sensible, today your employer expecting you to come into work after a horrible car accident.
This happens more often than
not. I can just feel the amount of texts coming in right now, people talking about the horrible managers that they've had. Because there's a lot of them.
Of course.
Do you remember the fundraising gig I had in Los Angeles where I was calling for 50 nonprofits? Oh, listen, I know what you're thinking. Wow, that's so admirable. Worst job I've ever had. The worst. We called this place the Shawshank Redemption. So if you weren't having a good day,
not you sliding through the sewer pipes.
if you weren't having a good day, they'd send you home without pay. So all of a sudden my screen shows up, please report to HR. So they shut me off of the phones. I just wasn't getting any donations. I was having an off day. They call me in the back. They're like, hey, Phil, welcome. Listen, we're going to send you home today. We're going to send you home. Just not having a good day. I was like, but I need the money. I was like, can't you just like, can I just take a 20-minute break, reset, and come back? No, we're going to have to send you home. So I leave.
What do? You walk to CSL Plasma.
Done plenty of that. So on my way home, don't I get in a horrific car accident of a hit and run?
No.
So now I got no money. They send me home for work. My car's all mangled. I call the police. They're like, was any property damaged? I was like, what do you mean? They're like, was there a light pole that was hit or anything? I was like, no, none of that. They're like, okay, all right. You're going to have to just go to the police station, file a report. I'm like, it was the worst day of my life.
You're like, my car's not drivable.
It was horrible.
And you had no money.
I had no money. My car's all smashed up at the time.
This is terrible.
It's like the first six, 7 years
really,
there.
Phillips, really, 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 really bad day.
It's like the first 6 years there were like horrific. It's like, oh, this is brutal.
You're
and only, then the last
you're
six.
Only there for seven. No, I'm kidding.
No, I know. And then the last 6 years was like, oh, man, I'm just crushing it. I'm killing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you got to go through so much crap.
Garbage. We got some texts coming in. This person says, speaking as a boss, it is hard to find someone sometimes to replace that person on such short notice. I'm still saying Savage, but the boss's boss still wouldn't care at the end of the day. There's a business to run.
No, and they,
it just goes to show you are soulless. You are just a number. And
yeah, everybody's replaceable.
Of course.
Everybody. And there are people, like if something horrible happened, I don't want to say to me, let's say if something horrible happened to you, Breezy, our boss's boss's boss, they wouldn't care. As much as you think you bleed for this city, they don't care.
So tough.
And that's just everywhere. That's not just, that's anywhere you work. There is a business to be run. There's
money to be
made.
My biggest fear coming true. Not me crying.
Savage or Sensible,
oh, God.
Send us your calls and text. I know this is going to turn into just a segment of horrible bosses. And you know what? We're totally cool with it. When something tragic like this happens and you're almost, you know, you lose your life almost, the good ones are going to say to you, you know what? You're in shock. Take the day. Let us know if you need anything.
Or even like the next couple of days, you're going to be sore after an accident like that. You're going to get your body rocked.
Right. And so earlier we were talking about this. Person gets into a horrific car accident. Fire department shows up on the scene. Police show up. They say, you're lucky to be alive. Then you send a picture of your mangled car to your boss, and he says, glad you're okay. What time do you plan on being here?
It's
Can
so
you imagine?
Bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. And we're getting so many texts right now for people that are like weighing in, like, been there. Happened to me. The man. The man. This text, Savage, this is the problem with this country. They expect you to live to work, not work to live. Everything is about the big business, not enjoying life or family anymore.
Yeah.
Yikers.
Like, hey, I'm getting my kidney removed, but feel free to hit me up. I'll have my cell phone on.
Yeah. I will be answering emails post-op. Don't you worry. That's the thing about it. It's like, I think there is such like a harsh stigma around sick days and taking time off and like companies that are kind of trap you with the unlimited PTO.
Yeah.
But then get like shocked and pissed off when you use it. It's like, what do you mean you're taking time off? It's like, you gave me unlimited days. What do you mean?
And not to mention, I think we need to be very careful when it comes to social media and then promoting burnout culture.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
You got to work, work, work. And it's like, that's cool. I'm all about the hustle and the drive.
Right.
However, people just burn out so quickly from it. And they spiral downhill. And it's not as good for you as you think it may be. It's actually horrible for you. Your body does need rest. And I know we're all about working and we're what? What are you waving at me for?
No, keep going.
We're all about working and we're all about grinding away. And I think it's great. I think it's good to be able to do those things. But we work for, there's companies out there and there's managers out there that do not have your best interests at heart.
Mm.
You're very replaceable.
No, I mean, everybody's replaceable. But this person says, sensible, if you can text and take a picture and send it to your boss, then your accident wasn't near death and you are expected to be at work.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good take. Look, there's some people out there that feel the way that this person does.
Henry.
And that's fine.
Henry's here. He says,
Henry.
He says, totally sensible. This country's soft and everybody knows it. Get your ass to work and pay for your broken car.
I mean, we're talking, the car wasn't broken. I mean, it was mangled.
I mean, listen, like,
like, it was missing both doors.
Both tires were rocket launched to the moon. Like, in another town. Like, what? They got in a crash in downtown, and the tires ended up in Penfield. Unsure. I don't know. It's just, like, so crazy how not understanding people are. And even the people texting in, there's, like, sensible. Like, if you can't get it together, you don't deserve to have a job. It's like, all right, then well, no, I guess I don't deserve to have a job.
Well, there's some of these people, too, that I listen that are super old school, you know, and they it's like, you know, you give 110%, and if you're going to do something, you got to go all in, you got to work, because nobody wants to work anymore, and I get that. Under this circumstance, though,
I don't want to work if I'm literally paralyzed from the waist down right after a car accident. What? Are you kidding me? Not, could never be me. And I'm all about the hustle. I work four jobs.
Well,
what?
You don't work four jobs daily. They're like scattered out where you might do one job this month.
Regardless,
and another job.
I have four W-2s. Do you want to see my pay stubs?
No, I don't. I don't. Because you are this person. Me, I would probably attempt to go into work. You would definitely call in.
You wouldn't. You come in with two casts on each arm and here to work.
No, listen, if I wasn't injured,
like,
though.
What?
If I wasn't injured, that's the difference.
Yeah, and you also don't believe in therapy. So.
That's right.
Take a mental health day. How millennial of me. Take a mental health day. Breezy's such a millennial. I'm already reading all of your texts that can come in, so you don't even have to text them. Someone I work with was bullied from being able to take time for her maternity leave because she was promoted to a higher supervisor position and was expected to get right back to work the day after delivering her baby.
Screw that. People just need to work for themselves. I think we can agree what's happening here today.
Savagery. So it sounds like you're going sensible, though. It sounds like you flipped your entire take on it. You're sitting here saying, nobody wants to work. So it sounds like you're siding with the boss.
No, I'm not siding with the boss. I just like, you have to understand, in every situation, I put myself in either person's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about how I would react in this situation. I think it's absolutely savage for some bosses looking, because people aren't seeing what we're seeing with this photo. It's horrific.
Yeah.
This person absolutely should have died. And they're obviously rattled and they're shaken up.
Yeah.
I would expect for when you send a picture like this to your manager for them to be like, wow, I'm glad you're okay, and show a little bit of empathy, not what time you're going to be here.
Right.
That's what's messed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I were to call in and be like, you know, just feeling a little under the weather, as a manager, I'd be like, get your ass to work.
Sure. And we'll leave you with this. Four W-2s is a job in itself during tax season. Take a day off to do your taxes, Breezy. As a matter of fact, I will.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.